To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a barren mound of algae-covered rock in the tropical waters off the shore of Christiansted St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands comes to us from a friend who recently had their whole family's lives changed as their spouse's new orders took them from the familiar confines of upstate New York to be stationed in paradise for the foreseeable future. It's Wednesday, and I thought this photo of this rock emerging from the Caribbean seas was an adequate representation of a hump to mark the middle of the week, and I thought it could also teach us an object lesson of how we can feel alone and challenged even when we have arrived in the paradise of positive changes. Recently, due to an injury, I've had to make an adjustment to my morning workout routine, exchanging one form of exercise for another that would focus on the same areas of my body. I've been working out 6 days a week since November, and I have come a long way in terms of strengthening my core. So when I decided to exchange sit-ups for toe touches, I was confident that I could make the transition without suffering too much and that the change in positioning would strengthen my back. On day one of the switch, I was pleasantly surprised to discover that I could indeed perform the exercises without any undue stress and felt assured that the change was a good one because I felt I was addressing the need to strengthen my back and I was confident it was also helping my abs as I was stretching further than I was with the sit-ups. Win-win, right? I think that is right. But on day two and on day three, it has been made even more clear that the new exercise is also strengthening my hamstrings as they are uncharacteristically sore. The pain isn't debilitating or anything, but it is definitely a sign that I'm literally stretching the limits that I wasn't testing before. Some would say, oh, it hurts, you should stop. But I'm confident that this soreness is a sign of progress. To become stronger, we may have to suffer a little. Even though we have come to a good place, we may have to suffer a little to come to a better place. Like our friend in the Virgin Islands, just because you have moved to paradise doesn't mean that all your problems go away. Just because you have made it to the promised land doesn't mean that you have it all figured out and are free of suffering. Like the thief on the cross was assured by Jesus that he would be with him in paradise, we who have placed our faith in Christ have been brought into a new and eternal life, but that doesn't mean that all our problems go away and that we won't struggle in our transition of experiencing the new abundant life that Christ gives us. My story is a testimony of the struggles and pain that you can feel on the journey of walking away from the darkness of your former life and adapting to living by faith. Although I would say that I'm over the hump and have arrived in the paradise of a new home for my children and I have recently seen that the journey doesn't end with me putting my feet up and basking in the sun carefree. There's more work to do. I still have issues from the past that are beyond my control to resolve, that require my patience and that test my peace. There is the unknown future ahead with questions regarding my children's futures and my physical health, career, purposes, and relationships. While the present can be a challenge daily just to keep moving in a good direction, it is also necessary to realize that every day forward is leading us into our future paths. The good news is that when we are walking with God, He directs our paths. When we walk by faith, He can help us deal with our current sufferings and challenges in a way that will give us peace in the moment. And because we are in harmony with Him, as we keep walking, we will see that He is also moving us into His purposes. When we start seeing things begin to change or suddenly start happening as a big surprise, God knew all along what was lying ahead of us, and He was preparing us for it. So suck it up, or should I say, endure through your sufferings and challenges with the Lord each day, and don't worry too much about the unseen turns around the corner ahead in your life. If we keep walking and talking with God, we can trust that He is leading us into the good things He has prepared for us, and that our current growing pains are strengthening and preparing us for when we get there. We may have made it to paradise, but there is more in store for us as we walk with the Lord from here to eternity. This morning's meditation verse is Luke 9:24 from the New King James Version. It says, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Today's verse reminds, it speaks of the shift of focus that the Christian life demands. These are the words of Jesus that immediately follow his statement that if we wish to be his disciples, or as he says, come after me, they are to deny themselves and take up their crosses, their cross daily and follow him. The contrast between the two statements in today's verse make it clear that a choice needs to be made. As the verse says, if we choose or desire to save our life, we will lose it. While this statement may seem like a paradox, it becomes meaningful by the contrast of the subsequent statement, which says, whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. So if we choose to save our life, means by contrast to save our life for our sake, meaning to live our life for our purposes, our ideas, or our selfish desires, then we will lose it. In and of ourselves, you know, we lose our lives. Considering Jesus' other teachings regarding the kingdom of God, losing your life here points to suffering the judgment of a holy God and rightfully receiving his wrath. Christ's second statement in this verse is just the opposite, promising a saved life to those who surrender, living their lives for their sake and choosing instead to live for Christ's sake, or as he says, my sake. The requirement of surrender to God's ways and purposes in the discipled life of a Christian is apparent here, as Christ states that those who lose their lives for his sake will save their lives. This points to our purpose of living and choosing to live out what we say we believe. While it is common to call Christians believers, we should understand that our faith needs to go beyond holding a set of beliefs or convictions and should instead be exemplified by a life where we are increasingly exchanging our ways for God's ways. Not only does placing our faith in Christ and following Jesus assure us of our eternal life with him forever, but it also infuses our lives here and now with life as we walk out of the darkness of living independently of God and move into the light of his presence, power, strength, and love. Today's verse makes it clear. If we live our lives for ourselves, we will lose it. But if we live our lives for Christ's purposes, we will be saved. Christ is calling us into action. He is saying to surrender the old life you are living and begin to live the new life he has for you. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue with Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 9, in the section for Strongholds of the Mind. The two subtopics under that, Strongholds, is Temptation and Consideration and Choice. So if you want to check that out, see how the Strongholds of the Mind work, go to mtforchrist.org to check out that resource. As always, I invite everyone to check out our previous discipleship classes, the Victory Over the Darkness series, which we did in the spring, and the current series we're doing now is The Bondage Breaker, and I also encourage people to check out our Bible study discussions with the Sincottis. And that's it. We'll be teaching tomorrow night. For anyone who's in the Columbia County area, come to Rock Solid Church at 6:30 to check out Lesson 10 of The Bondage Breaker. And, of course, I'll be uploading the lesson tomorrow evening for anyone who's listening in on the podcast. So thank you all for listening. Happy Hump Day, and God bless you all.